Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterbacks of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it John Elway? Is it Joe Montana? Or is it none of these that I just mentioned? We'll find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free right now on ColeSports.com. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks of all time, on ColeSports.com. It's free. So what are you waiting on? Go get it! Welcome to The Zone, called Sports on Another Level. You know the deal, you know the time. It's time to award these clowns the award of GOAT of the Month. And now, here's your host of Cole Sports, Cole Johnson. Oh my goodness, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, Rob, this is amazing. This is so amazing. I'm so taken aback. Thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome to Cole Sports, Dolt of the Month. I am your host, Cole Johnson, and I am honored that you're here to join me. All right, VIPs, without further delay, we're going to get into it right now. Here are your contestants for March 2017's Dolt of the Month. And here they are. March the 4th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Matt Ely. He won the award because he decided to scare many people in Miami, driving fast, weaving in and out of traffic, almost hitting cars, and when he was pulled over, police found the following. A Gucci book bag on the Florida driver's side, which included 126.2 grams of marijuana, 6 oxycodone pills weighing 3.1 grams, $947, a Rolex, a men's necklace with white stones, and a men's bracelet with white stones. Well, he was due to be a free agent, but there was a possibility they would have signed him, even though he's been off and on with his play. But with this incident, it pretty much was a wrap when the Ravens said in a statement, quote, Matt is not in our plans for the 2017 Ravens. Close quote. March 11th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Mark Cuban. He lands on this list because he has a hard head and a soft behind for one Russell Westbrook. Now, mind you, we will eschew the fact that Westbrook has averaged over 30 points, over 10 assists, and over 10 rebounds for almost all of this season. Cuban also has done that because he does not include Westbrook in the MVP balloting. His MVPs are a toss-up between James Harden and LeBron James. Well, those aren't two bad choices. But when asked where is Russell Westbrook in the mix, Cuban said, quote, he's not. Close quote. Now, take into account the arbitrary understanding of what Cuban considers a superstar and an MVP candidate. That player on said team has to do three things. One, make the playoffs. Two, win 50 games. Three, win the first round of the playoffs. When a basketball player makes history, Mr. Cuban, you have to take into account that you're seeing something special. Westbrook is a special, rare breed, and you can't overlook that, but you so gladly do so. Get off your high horse, man. This is a player, and he is an MVP candidate, if not the winner. He's remarkable. March 18th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Ezekiel Elliott. Now, the Dallas Cowboy running back who gained over 1,600 yards in the 2016 NFL season as a rookie made a rookie move. In a St. Patrick's Day parade in Dallas, he was on a float, sauced, drinking down some type of beer, next to a woman that he knew. When he reached over, tugged on the woman's shirt, and exposed her breasts in public. Now, What I found appalling, or I should say what I found more appalling than the act itself, is those who have the understanding of no means yes, that she was asking for it, that they know each other, that this is what she wanted, and Ezekiel was all too willing to oblige. One problem: a woman is not an object. And if you to treat women like objects, that would mean something. It would mean that people would need to get away from your dumb behind. No means yes should mean that you land in jail because you're infringing upon the woman's space. And that's not what they are about. They're not about your amusement or enjoyment. If you're fortunate enough to have one of them look at you in a way that they want to desire you, then you have the honor and the privilege to uplift her. Otherwise, if you're going to treat her like a trophy wife or treat her as a hood ornament, leave that woman alone, and leave any woman alone for that matter, because they don't deserve to have you contaminate them with your thought process. March 25th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Muhammad Anas. This Ghanaian soccer player, after a 2-2 tie, was interviewed because he was the man of the match, and he said, quote, "Firstly, I appreciate my fans and my wife and my girlfriend. Oh, I'm so sorry. My wife, I love you so much from my heart. Thanks for supporting me. There is more to come." Close quote. Oh, and indeed, there were more to come. In trying to explain and clarify what he meant, he said, quote, "When I say girlfriend, I'm alluding to my daughter. My daughter is my girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend." Closed quote. Well, you might not have another career after this either. Two big gaffes. You should have just said, all right, peace out, man. I messed up. I flubbed. And people would have respected you for that. But no, Mr. Anas, you had to bury yourself further. Yeah. Those are your candidates for March 2017's Dolt of the Month. Here they are once again. March 4th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Matt Elam, for driving like he was in Fast and the Furious with a whole ton of weed in his car. March 11th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Mark Cuban, for stubbornly refusing to believe that Zero Chill, the walking, talking triple-double, is not an MVP candidate. March 18th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Ezekiel Elliott, for infringing upon a woman's privacy and exposing her breasts in public. March 25th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Muhammad Anas, for thanking his wife and his girlfriend in a soccer match and later clarifying that his girlfriend was his daughter. Those are your candidates for Dolt of the Month, March 2017. When I return, the winner of said award, March 2017's Dolt of the Month winner, is next. For you, the Cold Sports VIPs, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. There are many audiobooks from which to choose. How about this one? QB, My Life Behind the Spiral by Steve Young. How about Moneyball, The Art of Winning an Unfair Game by Michael Lewis? Yeah, the same book that spawned the movie starring Brad Pitt. Or how about The Best in the World and What I Have No Idea by Pina Thomas Fornatale and Chris Jericho? Or how about For My Ladies, Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg? Now, you can choose any of these amongst the 180,000 books in their audio library. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z. Again, it's audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z. After you listen to Cold Sports, Dolt of the Month, and other podcasts, #tripod, you can download your free audiobook today. Enjoy these books and more. Free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z. That's audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z. Audible.com, where powerful voices bring books to life. Cult of the Month for March 2017. I am Cole Johnson, and I'm so glad you're here with me. Now, in the previous segment, we have told you the contestants, Matt Elam, Mark Cuban, Ezekiel Elliott, Muhammad Anas, and now we're about to award the winner. Here it is. March 2017's Dolt of the Month! Hey, where's the ballot? What? Hey, what? Why are you handing me this? What in the? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. The winner of March 2017's Dolt of the Month is none of the candidates. But there is one person who did win, and the VIP spoke, and they spoke loudly. The winner of March 2017's Dolt of the Month is Uber Father LeVar Ball. Yeah, yeah. Show the VIPs. They aired. Show them. Show them. Come on now. All right. Now, I'm always about if the VIPs speak, I listen and I go with what they say. So, LeVar Ball was not a Dolt of the Week winner for good reason, and I explained it in a couple of episodes, actually, in March. Yet, they decided this guy is a winner, and here's possibly why they did. Now, there's an article on The Ringer. Great service. Bill Simmons is awesome. A little bit biased on the Boston Celtics side, but outside of that, talented guy. It's an article entitled The LeVar Ball Ridiculousness Scale. Now, it was published in mid-March. Now, he has said a few things after mid-March that made us shake our head, but he went to town before then. And then he said some things that were not quite so outlandish, and he said some things that were, you got to be kidding me, outlandish. But here they are. Here's one of them. Quote, I told them, I'll wear your colors, but it ain't gonna say UCLA. Close quote. And I get why. NCAA, they do, how can I say it, exploit their athletes. And he didn't want to be about the exploitation of athletes. I totally get that. But some people found that to be ridiculous as well, though. How about this one? Quote, on the website biggerballerbrand.com, the family sells t-shirts for as much as $60, hoodies for as much as $70, and hats for as much as $100. Close quote. Now, when he said that in mid-March, pretty outlandish. Hear that statement now that he's made the rounds on ESPN and Fox Sports 1 and other places. There'll be some people who would actually buy that stuff for that price range. But it still is pretty high. Here's another one. Quote, to make me cry, you've got to hit me with a 2x4. Close quote. Nah, to make you cry, we just have to see one of your sons absolutely fail in being a basketball player. Not saying that that's what I desire, but no, that would touch you. Quote, Lonzo and LiAngelo each drive $100,000 BMWs. Close quote. LeVar, if you're going to soup up your two sons that can drive now because LaMelo can't drive yet with BMWs, well, bring two of those down to where I am because my wife and I would love to have both of those rides. Come on now. One's 18, the other's 17. You got to let them earn that stuff, homie. Quote, $1 billion. It has to be there. That's our number. $1 billion. Straight out the gate. And you don't have to even give it up to me up front. Give us 100 mil over 10 years. Close quote. Now this, I would say, is ridiculous. Come on, man. It took LeBron 10 years to get that type of contract in the NBA. None of your boys are in the NBA now. All of them are college level and below. Straight out the gate? Come on, man. You know better than that. And I believe these comments are the ones that make people say, you gotta be absolutely out your mind. Quote, back in my heyday, I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one. Close quote. Now, understand that when he played for Washington State, Ball averaged 2.2 points a game. Contrast that to the same year that Michael Jordan won the scoring championship and the defensive player of the year and the MVP in the same year, scoring 35 points with 5 assists and 6 rebounds. Yeah. Oh, but he didn't stop there. He went further with Jordan, saying, quote, "I would just back him in and lift him off the ground and call a foul every time he fouls me when I do a jump hook to the right or the left." Close quote. All right. Now, all of these statements I do find ridiculous, but I actually find it funny. And why do I find it funny? It's because he subscribed to the theory of the squeaky wheel gets the grease. This was all a marketing ploy and all of you fell for it. All of you gobbled it up. All of you ate it up. All of you wanted more of it. Why? Because ESPN kept inviting him on their shows and Fox Sports 1 kept inviting him on their shows. You all wanted to hear the lunacy and you all wanted it to continue. The fact that there's people who are outraged, that helps his brand because you know why? The best brands normally are the ones that are polarizing, normally. The ones that have the intense love and the ones that have the intense hate. And LeVar Ball has accomplished his goal. And he did it with those statements and others such as, quote, "Lonzo is better than Stephon Curry. You put Curry on the Bruins, they wouldn't do quite as well. You put Lonzo on the Warriors, they'd win a championship." Close quote. I get it, though. And yeah, he stepped a little bit too far when he talked about LeBron's children. But I get what he was saying in that regard, too. He was saying, well, you know, LeBron casts a lot of shadow and you know, his sons will have to deal with that, which prompted LeBron to say the following, quote, "Keep my kid's name out your mouth. It's dad to dad. It's a problem now." Close quote. But anybody should know that you're not going to stop LeVar from speaking. He has a brand to promote. And I think people forget that. Yes, he has 3 sons. Yes, he loves basketball. Yes, he had a big hand in training all 3 of them. But he is foremost a businessman. Did you not see the shirt? Did you not see the sweater? Did you not see the hats with the 3 B's on them or Big Baller Brand? This is self-promotion at its finest. And you all ate up all of the food he served. You all laugh at him. You all think it's funny. And you all probably can't stomach him. But this is marketing 101. I'm going to put my name out there. I'm going to put this brand out there. And the more I put it out there, the more eyes keep seeing it, the more this brand keeps growing. So you can label them dope all you want, and that's fine. But understand something. When the brand gets to be put out in front of millions, each time these shows interview him, each time these networks invite him onto their platform, who really is the dope? It certainly is not LeVar, because he's doing what any businessman or woman would do. Pump their brand. If you happen to like this episode or any episode you've heard thus far, a regular show, an interview, or a special like this one, why don't you come follow me on Twitter at @Cole_sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook. Come on, Cole Sports, sports with a Z. Make your presence felt. Make your voice heard. Come on down to the Cole Sports VIP room. You heard that selection of Dolo of the Month? I didn't select them. The VIPs did. And you can too. Search in groups. Cole Sports VIP Room, sports with a Z. To my Canadian friends, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on social media platforms galore. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, Google Plus, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Acast, TuneIn, Blueberry. Like, share, rate, review, subscribe. Thank you for retweeting. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Continue to do that as this brand grows. More importantly, though, follow me on ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. You can check out this episode and any previous episode thus far on Cole Sports with a Z.com. But no matter how you listen to this show, where you listen to it, or when you do, I want you to do this one simple thing, and that is enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson. And this is... Tailspawn!
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnston.